Full text of Measure Key Introduction to Improve the Quality of Education at Mountain School with Funding that cannot be taken by the state. Repair, replace leaky roofs, and modernize, reconstruct, and improve outdated classrooms, school facilities, and fields. Shall Mountain Elementary School District issue $2,300,000 of bonds at legal rates, generating on average $158,000 annually through 2048, for bonds from levies of approximately 3 cents per $100 assessed value, with annual audits, citizenry oversight, no money for salaries and all funds for local schools? I circumflex bond authorization by approval of this measure by at least 55% of the registered voters voting on the measure. The Mountain Elementary School District will be authorized to issue and sell bonds of up to $2.3 million in aggregate principal amount at interest rates not to exceed legal limits and to provide financing for the specific types of school facilities projects listed in the bond project list described below, subject to all the accountability requirements specified below. Accountability requirements. The provisions in this section are specifically included in this measure in order that the voters and taxpayers in the district may be assured that their money will be spent wisely. Expenditures to address specific facilities needs of the district will be in compliance with the requirements of Article XIIIA, Section 1B3, of the State Constitution and the Strict Accountability in Local School Construction Bonds Act of 2000. Codified at Education Code Sections 15,264 and following. Evaluation of needs. The school board has identified detailed facilities needs of the district and has determined which projects to finance from a local bond. The school board hereby certifies that it has evaluated safety, class size reduction, enrollment growth, and information technology needs in developing the bond project list shown below. Independent Citizens Oversight Committee. Following approval of this measure, the Board of Trustees will establish an Independent Citizens Oversight Committee, under Education Code Sections 15,278 and following, to ensure bond proceeds are expended only on the types of school facilities projects listed below. The committee will be established within 60 days of the date when the results of the election appear in the minutes of the school board. Performance audits. The school board will conduct annual, independent performance audits to ensure that the bond proceeds have been expended only on the school facilities projects listed below. Financial audits. The school board will conduct annual, independent financial audits of the bond proceeds until all of those proceeds have been spent for the school facilities projects listed below. Government code accountability requirements. As required by Section 53410 of the Government Code, 1. The specific purpose of the bonds is set forth in this full text of the measure, 2. The proceeds from the sale of the bonds will be used only for the purposes specified in this measure, and not for any other purpose, 3. The proceeds of the bonds, when and if issued, will be deposited into a building fund to be held by the Santa Cruz County Treasurer, as required by the California Education Code, and 4. The superintendent of the district shall cause an annual report to be filed with the Board of Trustees of the district not later than January 1st of each year, which report shall contain pertinent information regarding the amount of funds collected and expended, as well as the status of the projects listed in this measure, as required by Sections 53410 and 53411 of the Government Code. No teacher or administrator salaries proceeds from the sale of bonds authorized by this measure shall be used only for the purposes specified in Article XIIIA, Section 1B3, those being for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, and the acquisition or lease of school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and administrator salaries and other school operating expenses. State matching funds. The following statement is included in this measure pursuant to Education Code Section 15,122.5. Approval of this measure does not guarantee that the proposed project or projects that are the subject of bonds under this measure will be funded beyond the local revenues generated by this measure. The district's proposal for the project or projects described below may assume the receipt of matching state funds, which, if available, could be subject to appropriation by the legislature or approval of a statewide bond measure. Information about estimates and projections included in ballot. This measure authorizes the issuance of general obligation bonds to finance the types of projects set forth on the bond project list set forth below, to be repaid by tax collections for the years that bonds are outstanding. The measure presented to district voters on the ballot, as set forth above under the heading Introduction, includes information regarding the expected approximate amount of money to be raised annually to pay issued bonds, the estimated rate of the approved tax per $100 of assessed valuation, and the year through which it is approximated the proposed tax will be levied and collected. Each of these estimates and approximations are provided as informational only. Such amounts are estimates only, and are not maximum amounts or limitations on any of the terms of the bonds, including the revenues raised, the tax rate or duration. The tax is collected to support repayment of bonds which are issued. The approximations and estimates provided depend on numerous variables which are subject to variation and change over the term of the district's overall facilities and bond financing plan, including but not limited to the amount of bonds issued and outstanding at any one time, the interest rates applicable to issued bonds, market conditions at the time of sale of the bonds, when bonds mature, timing of project needs, and changes in assessed valuations in the district. As such, while such estimates and approximations have been provided based on information currently available to the district and its current expectations, such estimates and approximations are not limitations and are not binding upon the district. Bond project list scope of projects. Bond proceeds will be expended on the modernization, renovation, expansion, acquisition, construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, and or replacement of school facilities of the Mountain Elementary School District, including the furnishing and equipping of such school facilities. This measure authorizes bond projects to be undertaken at all district sites, including current and future sites. School facility project list. The items presented on the following list are the types of projects authorized to be financed with voter-approved bond proceeds. Specific examples included on this list are not intended to limit the broad types of projects described and authorized by this measure. The types of projects authorized are: modernize, renovate, construct and or expand aging and outdated school classrooms and related facilities to meet 21st century standards, including providing updated furnishings and other equipment to facilitate a modern learning environment, replace aging, temporary portables with permanent classrooms, repair or replace leaky and or aging roofs, make health, safety and security improvements to comply with all applicable laws and regulations, and to ensure the safety and security of district students, staff and facilities, improve student access to computers and modern technology, including providing necessary infrastructure, hardware, software, computers, devices and other modern instructional equipment throughout district sites, make federal and state mandated Americans with Disabilities Act ADA accessibility upgrades, including but not limited to ensuring site access, parking, staff and student restrooms, relocation of existing electrical devices, drinking fountains, and playground equipment, as necessary to ensure adequate accommodations are provided and all legal requirements are met, repair or replace outdated heating, ventilation and air conditioning systems, upgrade inadequate electrical systems, repair or replace deteriorating plumbing, sewer and drainage systems, improve, rehabilitate and or construct playgrounds, fields, play structures and other facilities for school, PE and community use, including providing related equipment, abate and remove hazardous materials identified prior to or during construction, repair, replace and or upgrade paved surfaces, turf, grounds and outdoor areas, including to eliminate safety hazards and to facilitate outdoor instruction and gathering spaces, upgrade, repair and or expand school site parking, roadways, grounds and other infrastructure such as utility systems, including installing exterior lighting, repairing pathways, walkways, ADA access ramps, and make landscaping improvements including irrigation. Each of the bond projects described in this bond project list include the costs of furnishing and equipping such facilities, and all costs which are incidental but directly related to the types of projects described above. Examples of incidental costs include, but are not limited to, costs of design, engineering, architect and other professional services, facilities assessments, inspections, site preparation, utilities, landscaping, construction management and other planning and permitting, legal, accounting and similar costs. Independent annual financial and performance audits, a customary construction contingency, demolition and disposal of existing structures, the cost of interim housing and storage during construction including relocation and construction costs incurred relating to interim facilities, rental or construction of storage facilities and other space on an interim basis for materials and other equipment and furnishings displaced during construction, costs of relocating facilities and equipment as needed in connection with the projects, interim classrooms and facilities for students, administrators, and school functions, including modular facilities, federal and state mandated safety upgrades, addressing unforeseen conditions revealed by construction modernization and other necessary improvements required to comply with existing building codes, including the Field Act, access requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act, costs of the election, bond issuance costs, and project administration during the duration of such projects, as permitted by law. The scope and nature of any of the specific projects described above may be altered by the district as required by unforeseen conditions that may arise during the course of design and construction. In the event that a modernization or renovation project is more economical for the district to be undertaken as new construction, this bond measure authorizes land acquisition, relocation and construction and/or reconstruction, and all costs relating thereto, for said reason or, alternatively, based on other considerations deemed in the best interest of the district by the governing board. In addition, this measure authorizes the acquisition of real property, including necessary rights of ways or other real property interests, required to expand district facilities, to provide access to school or other district facilities, or to provide additional school or related facilities. In addition, authorized projects include reimbursements for paid project costs and paying and/or prepaying interim or previously obtained financing for the types of projects included on the project list, such as bond anticipation notes, and including payment and prepayment of lease payments relating to projects and/or equipment previously financed. Approval of the district's bond measure does not guarantee that all of the identified projects within this bond project list will be funded beyond what can be completed with local funds generated by the bond measure. The district may pursue funds from the state of California, if available, to complete certain of the identified facilities projects. The order in which school facilities projects are listed in the foregoing bond project list does not suggest an order of priority. Project priorities will be determined by the governing board. The district is unable to anticipate all unforeseen circumstances which may prevent some of the projects listed above from being undertaken or completed.